This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live talk radio that you control, the only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And good news, or yeah, I guess it's good news. Good news, I finally know someone who died while having COVID-19.
Most people wouldn't say that's good news.
Well, this person was a real scumbag, real low-life, shady, deceitful, horrible individual, full-blown psychopath, narcissistic.
Oh, yeah. God.
No one is sad to see this dude die.
Thank you, COVID.
Yeah, but so evidently... It was a shock to hear. This person was put into a nursing home whereupon they contracted SARS-CoV-2, whatever they're calling it, and then died. That now, presumably they're saying he died of COVID-19, but that's BS. I mean, he died of obesity and other major health issues that he had that he wasn't doing anything about, including diabetes and just massive obesity. So
that.
Yep. Evidently, you know, it is out there killing people, but hey, I can't be sad about this particular one. So, dogs, it seems, are a critical factor in spreading coronavirus, or at least the numbers here, according to this SciTech Daily piece, are really fascinating because it points out that two key factors in the spread of COVID-19 in this part of, I think it was Spain that they studied, was people who got groceries delivered to their home and people who walked dogs were both at much higher risks of contracting COVID-19 than other people. So getting groceries delivered to your home puts you at greater risk. Of course, that's not what this article really highlights. It just throws it in there sort of offhandedly. But evidently, living with a dog increases risk of contracting COVID-19, which is just all the more evidence that cats are better than dogs.
Well, maybe they just haven't studied cats yet. I don't know.
Well, they did. Cats are mentioned in the study. It was conducted by the University of Granada and, I don't know, some other schools. The authors warn of the need among dog lovers to take extreme hygiene measures regarding their pets. Yeah. Sanitize your hands after petting your dog or something.
Put a glove on or something stupid like that. I wonder if it gets into what those measures are here. Extreme, not just hygiene, just normal hygiene, but extreme hygiene.
It's not clear whether the animal acted as the host for the virus and transmitted it directly or whether they picked it up indirectly due to increased exposure of the dog to vehicles of the virus, that is, objects or surfaces where the virus lies.
Okay.
But regardless of those, the dog clearly would have gotten the disease first, and then it spread to a human, right?
That's what they're suggesting, right?
Well, they said they don't know if the animal acted as the host for the virus, and they're like, oh, but the animal had an increased exposure to surfaces that contained the virus. I don't know. It's all very confusing.
Yeah, what do they really know anyway?
From a scientific point of view, there is no justification.
I mean, it is just a study.
That's true. Well, there's no justification for children's playgrounds being closed to prevent infections while parks where dogs are walked are allowed to remain open, said the authors.
The authors would like to have all of them closed, I'm sure.
Yeah, including the open-air parks where people walk their dogs. Evidently, that's just no longer acceptable.
What I thought was interesting about this was over the weekend, we had this group of visitors here in Keene. They'd come up from, like, New York and Connecticut and Boston, sort of like city folks and really cool group of people. One of them was telling me that, and I forget if he was saying it was Agenda 21 or...
I think I've heard of
Agenda
21.
Or if it was
21?
Like the Great Reset. It was one of these like ginormous plans for the world, right? Like one of these evil plots that have been publicly kind of released. And he had said that part of the plan was that people will not be allowed to have pets anymore.
Well, China did force people to cull their pets.
Cull them, as in kill them?
Yes.
So, yeah.
And, or rather, the Chinese authorities did it for them. I don't remember now because that was back in January or February.
Well, and remember, I think we talked about a story, it was last week or 2 weeks ago, about the minks in Denmark. Them exterminating the entire population, the entire commercial population at least.
Something like 15 million of them.
Millions and millions of little innocent lives being completely snuffed out by the government, supposedly to keep somebody safe from COVID, on the theory that the mink could carry the COVID and get a person sick, which, of course, as we know, most people who contract COVID will not die from it. The super majority of them will not die from it. So, but they just, we're being super safe. We're going to just exterminate 15 million animals. So
that's still horrifying.
Now, obviously, people are less likely to allow this to be done to their dogs. But given how obedient and how frightened people are, it wouldn't surprise me if they could get away with killing people's animals and, like, getting them to be okay with it.
Well, they're going to have to kill me first.
Oh, yeah.
Did this person happen to know why they don't want people having pets?
I think it was just to make people that much more depressed and controllable. I mean, just take the thing that they love out of their life. And if you look at what's happening around us, that's what's happening, right? Like, so you've seen just recently there's stories about Thanksgiving restrictions. Yeah. Nope, you can't have Thanksgiving anymore. And if you're gonna have Thanksgiving, Joe Biden, I saw him in a clip on Vincent's show on DLive the other night, saying that, well, we don't think you should have Thanksgiving, but if you're going to, then you need to show that you have show your family that you have a test that is clear for COVID-19 done within 24 hours of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Of course, I don't do Thanksgiving anyway, but if I did, I wouldn't do that. I'm tempted to do it this year just because of COVID-19.
You couldn't do it, though. The thing is, like, even if you wanted to be obedient, which we don't, but if you wanted to, if you wanted to follow Biden's restrictions or suggestions or whatever they are, it would be impossible. So many people would be contacting the testing centers to, schedule appointments 24 hours in advance? I mean, you'd have lines down the block for all the people that just want to go see their family, but they're too obedient, and they're not going to just go. They want to ask permission first.
Most of these people are so obedient that they wouldn't go to a family gathering anyway.
That's right.
So I imagine the numbers wouldn't be that out of control.
Still,
but
though,
who knows, man?
I mean, it would be lines. It would be
there would be lines.
People do want to see their families, but that is part of, I think, what's going on here is separating people from the place that they work, separating people from their friends, separating people from their family members, and if they could separate you from your dog too, why wouldn't they?
Well, they separated us from entertainment. They separated us from going out and doing things in public.
Right.
Even now, I mean, you can still go to the bars here in New Hampshire, but that's pretty much the extent of your entertainment options, as I understand them. In many states, you can't even do that now. They just locked down again, I think, in Vermont. Well, they forced the restaurants to close at 10 o'clock p.m. because, obviously, COVID-19, that 10 o'clock p.m. is when it really starts getting contagious.
Several places are closing restaurants inside, period.
Yeah.
Once again, right back to the same restrictions from earlier this year. There's multiple stories about different states. Although there is a headline, and I think Wall Street Journal, which, of course, is behind a paywall, but talking about how Florida is actually standing firm and not re-restricting.
So is New Hampshire at the moment.
New Hampshire, so far.
Yeah. New Hampshire hasn't really opened back up fully anyway. I mean, no state has. Except maybe Florida, but Sununu is saying that, there are currently no plans to
South Dakota never really did any kind of lockdown.
Okay,
and
awesome.
And the governor there is not going to, apparently.
Surprisingly, Sununu cited the economic consequences of the shutdown as the reason why we won't have another.
Interesting.
But, that could all change if he gets under enough pressure to...
Sure.
The hospitals are being overwhelmed. We have to do something. This is insane, though, because yes. there's this other story here from the New York Post about how even once the vaccine is out, masks and social distancing are still going to be necessary.
It's like,
do people not understand that this is a virus? It's never, ever, ever going to go away. And if the vaccine doesn't eliminate it, then you're going to be stuck social distancing and wearing a mask literally for the rest of your life.
Well, the vaccine doesn't eliminate the flu.
No, of course not.
So this is not going to eliminate COVID-19. Or it won't eliminate COVID-20 if it eliminates COVID-19 or COVID-21 or whatever.
It certainly won't eliminate any of them. And the argument is that, you know, this mask stuff is just going to be forever. The social distancing, forever.
Get the vaccine or we're taking your dog.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin breaks 16,000 as Congress is poised to pump even more unbacked dollars into the market. John McAfee pumps Ghost, his crypto token, from prison. Threats from the SEC ignored. New Wyoming Congresswoman is a Bitcoin holder. Law enforcement moves long dormant Silk Road Bitcoin billion. Trump and Biden tied over who stinks more for crypto. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
that you control, and you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3733 is the toll-free number. And Bitcoin is the only really good news going on today.
Is it good news.
It is. Is it like 17,600, something along those lines? I mean, it's up 53% or 55% in the last 30 days.
Amazing.
So head on over to Bitcoin.com. If you don't know anything about Bitcoin, if you don't know anything about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn about it. If you are aware of it and you just want to buy some, they have an exchange. You can find it at exchange.bitcoin.com.
Or use your VPN if you're in the U.S.
Absolutely. Or if you want to buy Bitcoin Cash, which is actually usable as a currency, then head on over to local.bitcoin.com, the only worldwide exchange that actually respects your privacy. It encrypts all your communications with buyers and sellers. You can buy Bitcoin Cash using PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, and so many other methods. Bitcoin.com, it's not too late. People are always saying, oh, I missed the boat. I wish I had bought it back when it was $15, and then I wish I'd bought when it was $500.
But I'm not sad that I bought some at $9,000 or $10,000.
No, give these people a year, and they're going to be saying, oh, God, I wish I'd bought it when it was $20,000. It's like, people, it is time to move on this.
Yeah.
It's never too late. The ship has not sailed. It will sail eventually. But at the moment, Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn all about it. Bitcoin.com.
So, well, obviously, we don't know what the price is going to do. I mean, it could crash tonight, but we don't know.
The long-term history of Bitcoin has a clear trajectory in one direction.
It sure does.
So,
and in fact, as this price keeps going up and up and up and up, the peak is what, like 19,000 and change, 20,000 on some markets. I don't think it ever went much higher than the high 19s or the early 20,000. So
we're super close to an all-time high.
Yeah, the higher it goes up, the number of days on which, like, if you bought in 2017 in December or late December, whenever that peak came, I think it was either late December, early January, somewhere in that range.
I think it was late December.
Yeah, I think it was late December.
January, the crash was already underway.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. But anyway, if you had bought like at 19,000, there was only a few days where it was that high, right? So if you bought at 17,000 and you held, you've made money if you sold it tonight, right? So almost everyone who's had Bitcoin, except for just that 1 week or whatever, how long it is, 8 days or 9 days, whatever it was, where it was between what it is now and its peak, everyone else who's ever bought Bitcoin at any price has seen it appreciate in value.
Unless they bought high and sold low, which a...
I'm saying if you didn't sell.
Sure, okay. Yeah,
if you had the foresight that I'm just going to hold and just... It hurt, right? Like, if you bought it $17,000,
oh, yeah,
and then it just crashed down to $9,000. Ultimately, I think it crashed as low as, what, $5,000 or something like
it
that?
It got pretty close to $5,000. I don't know if it went under or not.
It definitely got to, like, close to five. And yeah, that hurts, right? Like, but if you never sold it, then you're doing fine.
Yeah.
If you just had to wait 3 years.
You're at least pretty much breaking even.
Yeah.
But, I mean, 3 years ago today, Bitcoin was at, like, 6,700, something like that. And I remember posting about them, like, oh, my God, this is huge.
Yeah.
We're going to finally break 9,000. And then now I'm looking at 17,000. I'm like, eh. I mean, it's big news. But for whatever reason, it's not wowing me like it did in 2017. You know, I'm thrilled about it. This is great news, but it's not something that
I'm
like,
once it hits 30, you'll be wowing it.
Yes, I will be. Yeah. Let's go.
I'm ready.
I am always ready for 30. We've got Larry calling from Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, Dale?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, the more I look into this Model States Emergency Health Prize Act, and there being another revised thing on quarantine and the emergency health laws and laws for the common good, I find that the governor has the authority to issue any kind of isolation or any kind of emergency declaration without consulting any health official, and he also has an unabridged police power during that emergency. So what happens is he can command the state militia, he can command the ATF, he can command the uh, Homeland Security or any local police force to carry out any provisions. And what that means is we just had something to go into effect where the ATF and the Homeland Security were enforcing the ordinance that they had for regulations on the number of people you can have in your business. And that's been in effect for 2 days, and over 650 complaints have been filed. And those businesses, if they get caught again, they're going to shut their business down for 30
days. So, 600. So wait, just a minute. Just to make sure I'm understanding, you're saying that in the state of Indiana, which is where you're calling from, that over 650 complaints were filed in a two-day time span by snitches, by little bitches that have gone into those businesses and saw somebody not wearing a mask or whatever. One of those, they you know, had too many people in the business or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's what those complaints are about.
And the ATF have been filing them in Homeland Security. So all they're doing, I don't know what their plan is, but it's all laid out in this Model State Emergency Health Powers Act that the state adopted from a draft that was issued after 9/11.
Mm.
So this is just akin to the Patriot Act, but they're enforcing this now. And like you said, I don't care if they get a vaccine or not. It's not going to stop. Because they know that they can destroy this country without shot, firing one shot if they keep this going.
They really are. The people are letting it happen.
And
so, I mean, if people didn't bend over and just do everything they were told to do, then they wouldn't be able to destroy the economy.
I look at what's coming, you know, because whatever they have that they can, man is always going to do a side nature to do the worst with whatever we get, you know. And, you know, I found another thing, too, that after we dropped the two bombs on Japan, right, we went over there and forced them to wear masks. And also, we dumped truck loads of tranquilizers on their people and had just to go in the pharmacy and pick up tranquilizers. So I don't know whether it's karma or what it is, but this mask thing is really degrading. I tell you,
it's degrading. It's
well, it can't be karma because I didn't have anything whatsoever to do with dropping the atomic bombs on Japan.
I don't know. It could be generational, but the aftermath of that is where they forced them to wear masks. Just go research Japan right after the war in 47.
Well, masks are what you do to people that you own, right? You can force people.
Yeah.
You're right. You can force people that you own to wear whatever you want them to dehumanize them.
And they're just training us to say, hey, come on, let's get it. You need to take a shower. And you know what the shower is? What it is where the Nazis marched the Jewish people, and so you need to take a shower and scrub up. And that was the real gas chamber. And you know, to see the way it's going, you know, with so many disabled and sick people, it makes up more than half of our population. And they don't seem to care if we have quarantine or anything else. It's just fine if their money don't get cut off.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, Larry, thank you so much for the call. I'm not sure I agree that this is in any way comparable to, you know, Nazi gas chambers, but it's certainly alarming that so many people are just willing to just blindly obey whatever edicts the government hands down and not questioning these emergency orders from governors.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for Cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate has a lot to do before the year is over.
My Republican colleagues and I have stated over and over that we still want to pass more coronavirus relief
for the American people.
The Kentucky Republican opening the Senate, accusing Democrats of holding the aide hostage so they could get other things that he described as a wish list. Regarding a coronavirus stimulus plan, Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says we need to go big.
We need a comprehensive bill that meets the needs of the American people.
More troops are coming home. The acting Pentagon chief has confirmed the United States is reducing its military presence in the Middle East. In Afghanistan, about half the troops are withdrawing, leaving 2,500. That same amount will remain in Iraq. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. President Trump gets a break regarding the Georgia recount.
Georgia's recount caught a mistake in peach state voting systems. Georgia election official Gabriel Sterling on Fox says the error is no big deal.
What apparently it looks like is maybe a memory card from one of the early vote devices was not loaded. And normally that would be caught by, you know, checks and balances within a county, which is the reason the secretary feels like in this particular case this was an egregious thing. And it wasn't discovered until we did this audit.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is apologizing after pictures surfaced of him at a dinner party. The California Democrat saying he wasn't a good example during the ongoing pandemic.
Instead of sitting down, I should have stood up. The spirit of what I'm preaching all the time was contradicted, and I got to own that. And so I want to apologize to you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk radio that you control. And don't worry, America, everything is fine. Your government has everything under control. All you have to do is obey the authorities. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And we're talking about this study, which was carried out on 2,086 individuals in Spain, where they were seeking various factors, looking for patterns in COVID-19 infections. And one of the ones they found was that among dog owners, there is a higher prevalence of having contracted COVID-19. It doesn't give the exact number at this point, or it does, but it's buried in all of these other unrelated numbers. Who knows? The socio-demographic variables analyzed, the one with the most powerful effect in terms of increasing one's risk of contracting COVID-19 by up to 78%, actually, was living with a dog and taking it for a walk. By contrast, having cats or other types of pets had no significant effect on the prevalence of the disease. Now, I wonder if that's true for people who walk their cats. Because there's this guy in Keene who walks his ferret around.
Yeah.
And a lot of people pet the ferret. Will his ferret, is it the dog? Is there something unique about the dog? Or is it the act of walking the dog that is causing the 78% increase in risk?
I don't know. I mean, it is.
They don't know either.
It is just one study, and also it's important to remember that correlation is not causation. So in the case of the study, they noticed that more people who had dogs also had COVID, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the dogs are transmitting the COVID to those people. It's just an observation that they did.
Yeah, it's just a pattern they noticed.
Yeah, although I have noticed that when I had a dog, she passed away in August of this year after 16 and a half wonderful years.
She's an old girl, man.
Yeah, and she was having a great life, and people loved her, and they would always, you know, say nice things about her on the streets. But once COVID happened, there were fewer people that would be willing to stop and pet the dog on the streets. And it was just like, man, even being a dog is more difficult and depressing.
That's tragic. It reminds me of my father, who routinely goes to visit my sister and continually tells my nephews, no, don't hug me, stay back, because he's so terrified of getting COVID-19 that he won't hug his nephew. Just like these people you're talking about, who are so terrified of this that they won't pet a happy, friendly, loving dog.
Right, like literally preventing their child from petting a friendly dog.
That's horrifying.
That happened on the streets here in this neighborhood.
And people, I don't think, appreciate how horrifying all of this nonsense really is. I mean, kids are being permanently traumatized as a result of this crap, psychologically damaged for life because of this crap. So that you can protect your 85-year-old grandmother in the nursing home, your kids are being tortured.
This is the craziest thing is, I mean, look, I'm not a grandparent, but I could put myself in their shoes, and I can understand why some people would be like this. I think most grandparents, and correct me if I'm wrong, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I think if most people were in their 80s and they knew that they had grandchildren coming up in the world and they were given the choice of, well, do I want to do everything I can to live an extra, you know, year or two or whatever they might possibly live if they completely say, you know, cut off themselves from every aspect of society and all of their family and never being able, you know, having to wave at them through a window or connect to them only on voice, you know, voice
or use
video
one of
chat.
these hug curtain the things curtains. That you showed me.
Yeah. God, the cuddle curtain.
That's what it was. Yeah.
They've been just called different things, but
it's just a sheet of plastic between people and they're trying to hug through it.
It's so sad. Some of them even have, like, arm sheaths on it. So you put your arms through, like, plastic sheaths.
I mean, at that point, you might as well just go to jail and sit behind one of the plexiglass things on the phone, touching their hands through the glass.
Right. And they're doing that in some nursing homes, from what I understand. But wouldn't you, and I'm not just asking you, Ari, I mean you, the listener, as an elderly person, wouldn't you be willing to say, you know what, I'd rather risk my death in order to ensure that my grandchild or children have a better life? Wouldn't most of them do that?
I would hope so, but the Americans don't realize how narcissistic and how selfish they truly are. We're being told the selfish ones because we don't want to traumatize entire generations of people. We don't want to destroy the economy. We don't want to see all of these horrible things happen. We don't want to see more suicides, more drug addiction, more alcohol addiction. We don't want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
We'd rather our lives go back to normal. Sure, some people are going to die, but the consequences of what we're seeing with suicides, anxiety, depression, the traumatizing of an entire generation of kids.
Right, we haven't even seen those consequences yet. That's going to be years before we really get to see how effed up these kids are going to be.
They're going to be monumentally
screwed up, man. Oh, my God, I can't even imagine. There's so much that I see when I'm just going around in regular everyday life watching these people around me. Like, I just can't even fathom being these people, being so afraid. We were just reading this article down at the bottom. It talks about sanitizing all of your groceries. Like, if you want to be super safe, you got to sanitize all your groceries, every single product that you buy from the grocery store. You got to spend an hour or 2 hours or however the hell long it would take to go through and wipe them all down. They talk about these extreme hygiene measures. Just absolutely insane. But wouldn't most, because, like, think about the things people say about their kids, right? Like, parents say things like, I would do anything for my children.
But they wouldn't. That's a lie. That's them telling themselves a lie. They would do anything for themselves, and their kids are more often than not a vehicle for that.
Apparently it was a lie, but I don't know. I kind of thought people meant it, right? Like, people say things like that, and they make it sound like they mean it. Like, grandparents, I think a lot of them would. I think a lot of them would understand that, hey, you know what? my grandchild's life is more important. They're going to be around longer than I am. I'm on my way out. I'm going to die at some point. I'm 84 years old or 80 years old. Or, you know, in the case of men, 74 years old.
I think most grandparents would feel like that.
Yeah.
But the parents not.
Right. So the parents aren't letting them. That would actually be really sick, right? Like if grandma was like, you know, I'm happy to hug my grandchild. No, I don't want a plastic sheet. I want to actually contact my loved one here. No, thanks to the plastic sheet. And then their son or daughter gets in the way and says, no, we can't possibly have you die, Mom. No, we have to have the plastic sheet. I mean, just the amount of insanity is just, it's so shocking, it's so depressing.
The one curveball here is that we don't know what the old people think. We do know what the middle-aged people think, right?
Well, we know what some of them have called in.
They're the ones voting, and they're the ones writing the laws, they're the ones imposing the mandates.
We've had more than one.
People who are 40 to 50 years old.
We've had more than one elderly person call this show with the attitude of, I don't care, I'm just going to go out and do what I want.
Yeah.
You know? I do want to know, what is the portion of the elderly populace that is deathly afraid of this versus the portion who would be like, yeah, I would like to hug my grandchildren?
I don't know, but
I'll take the risk.
I know for sure it's affecting children. Because,
oh, my God. How couldn't it?
My nephew's always been introverted, kind of quiet kid. Always had friends, never really lonely, but never minded spending time by himself playing video games or whatever. Hearing my sister describe him as being extremely lonely was shocking. This kid hasn't seen any of his friends since March.
Unbelievable.
Eight months have passed. No, how many months
How can
is that
be? How
that is 8 months. 8 months and he has not seen a
is
single one of his
friends. Is your sister keeping him at home?
No, the state is not allowing them to interact with friends.
They can't even, like, sneak out and go and play, you know, at a ditch or something like that.
I'm not in Mississippi anymore.
In the woods?
I don't know the circumstances on the
ground.
What
happened?
Just know that he hasn't been able to see his friends in, like, 8 months.
See, like, when I was growing up, I'd sneak out the damn window of my house if it came to it.
Well, he's, like, 11. Know?
Well, okay.
I would have snuck out of my house at 11, too. But I tend to think he probably wouldn't because he's actually a good kid, and I was not.
Man.
I was a natural rebel, and he's just sort of not. But, yeah, it's...
I can't even imagine it. I can't imagine the kind of damage that is doing to young people. And then the kids who are starting school this year for the very first time, the ones who've never experienced normal school. Not that school's a good thing. I'm not saying I like school.
School's awful.
But just from the social aspect of it, you do get to see people. And now you don't get any of that. Now that's not a thing. Now they're just little pictures on a computer screen.
And we have pretty good reason to believe that the younger generations aren't concerned about COVID-19. I mean, look at what the college kids are doing. They're still partying. They're still going out and drinking in bars. They don't seem to care. So it just seems to be that middle-aged faction that is up in arms about this. Maybe we're wrong. What do you think? 855-450-3733. Call in and correct us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. What do you think? Are we wrong about how grandparents and great-grandparents feel? Would they rather actually hug their grandchildren and allow their grandchildren to thrive in a comfortable, not insane environment?
Yeah, I would hope so.
Or would they rather, you know, cling desperately to another 6 months of life in that miserable nursing home, talking to people through
the worst life you could possibly imagine?
Yeah. Even if they were at home, you know, would you rather go through all of these measures to save yourself for another 6 months or another 2 to 3 years, or would you rather let your grandchildren go up in a world that was, you know, normal and not traumatizing them? 855-450-3733. Normal Sweden, I'm told, remains some level of normal. I know they did at one point impose
not
a
anymore.
Sort of lockdown, but
no,
it was like a...
it was voluntary.
I thought they imposed a restriction of, like, only 50 people in a
gathering.
They
did end up doing something like that.
But the number was so high, it was, like, inconsequential, really.
Compared to everywhere else, I mean, it was pretty high. Most of their provisions weren't, like, mandated. But that's changing. According to MarketWatch.com, Sweden is switching from its voluntary lockdowns to a much more aggressive approach that will see public events of more than 8 people banned. The Nordic country was one of the few countries that didn't go into an enforced lockdown and has rejected the need for masks. In October, they drew up guidelines for a voluntary lockdown in cities worst hit by coronavirus, but in a dramatic U-turn yesterday, new restrictions will no longer be a recommendation, but instead enshrined in law as part of Sweden's Public Order Act, which means there will be harsh penalties for violating them. Lawbreakers could face fines or up to 6 months in prison.
6 months in prison?
Yep.
For gathering with more than 8 people.
The restriction is aimed at public events such as sporting events and concerts and doesn't extend to private gatherings.
Okay. So you can still have a party in your home with more than eight people, but if you want to go see a football game,
you're screwed.
You have to stay under seven people. That's so asinine.
Yeah, seven or less. Prime Minister Stefan Löfven told citizens, "It's going to get worse. Do your duty and take responsibility to stop the spread of infection." He said further, "There should not be social situations with more than eight people, even if they are not formally affected by the law. This is the new norm for the whole society, for all of Sweden. Don't go to the gym. Don't go to the library. Don't have dinners. Don't have parties. Cancel."
And this is never going away, people. Coronavirus is never going away. COVID-19 is never going away. This worldview that they're crafting with these kinds of lockdowns, they will be permanent going forward. You think one day you're going to get to take that mask off, you're going to get go to the bar and hang out with your friends and maybe give them a hug? It's never coming back.
Do it right now, because you can do it. As long as the bar will let you in, you can still do that in some places.
At some point, people are going to have to stop resisting, but they have
start this... Start resisting, you mean.
They have this illusion in their minds that, you know, this is just temporary. This is just a two-week lockdown.
Right. All of remember, when Joe Biden gets elected, it'll all just go away.
Yeah, once we get that vaccine, everything will be fine, even though the health experts are saying that, oh, yeah, even with the vaccine, you're still going
to have to keep wearing
social
masks,
distancing. You're still going to have to keep wearing it's absolutely insane.
Surprise, everybody. They lied to you.
Yes, it's permanent. What he's talking about here, this is never going to go away. They may lift it.
He said it's the new normal. He said, this is the new norm for the whole society, for all of Sweden. Don't go to the gym. Don't go to the library. Don't have dinners. Yep. Don't have parties.
This is your life now in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to the gym. Don't exercise your mind or your body
with
the library or the gym.
Don't exercise your social abilities by talking to people in person.
Now, they were the only country in Europe that
tried
this herd immunity sort of approach, right? Which is this idea.
They just tried the voluntary approach, and it worked fine because their infection rate wasn't any higher than any of the surrounding areas. And, in fact, Belarus was also in the news. They're still doing fine. In fact, their rate is actually lower.
I want to know why the United States is the one mocked on a world scale, because most of our states did have some sort of mandatory mask requirement.
It's because it was Trump.
Yeah, that's true. If it was Biden who did all of this in the same exact circumstances,
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, because purportedly he's the president-elect, if you know you believe the mainstream media. And so he'll have his chance to prove it, right? He's going to prove whether he can do it better than Trump. And, of course, he won't be able to do anything differently.
No,
but they'll
course.
Make excuses for him. Oh, they'll say, well, because it was Trump who screwed it up in the first place, Biden couldn't fix it. It was out of control. It was all because of Trump. So Biden's hands were tied. I'm just predicting what they might say.
Well, they're certainly not going to give Biden a hard time about it, no matter how things develop. He does evidently have plans. A lot of wild rumors are circulating. It's amazing what the people I work with conclude based on things they see on Facebook posts. Several of my coworkers actually believe, first of all, they believe they're one day going to get a second stimulus check.
There's a good possibility for that.
I don't see it happening, man. They've been talking about a second stimulus check since the first one.
It won't be worth what the first one was.
I don't think it will ever happen.
Because $1,200, even if it's the same amount, it won't buy the same amount of stuff.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
But people who did take my advice, and I'm not a financial advisor, but I suggested that people take that $1,200 and use it to buy Bitcoin. Those people who did that are probably very happy right now.
Yes.
Because that's probably, from May, that's probably about a 300% increase. I think
not
like,
quite.
Wasn't it like $7,000 in May?
It's only gone up 100% in the last, or 110% or whatever in the last year. So,
okay.
I mean, it's definitely up quite a bit since May.
So, yeah, I don't think another one's going to be coming. But they also believe that Joe Biden plans, now this is how these hatch the some, I don't want to say my coworkers are detached from reality, because they're really not, but this is how little thought people put into the things that they believe and the things that they are saying. They believe that Biden is going to pose a national 6 to 8 week lockdown for everyone.
I'm opting out.
This means for Walmart, for Amazon, for postal carriers, for gasoline, for gas stations, for convenience stores, they believe everyone is going to be sent home, and they'll just keep receiving
paychecks.
Let's
just starve people.
Yes, for 6 to 8 weeks. And they're like, hey, this is going to be a good idea. I'd love to sit at home for 6 to 8 weeks and just get paid to do it. And I'm like, dude, this is... What are you going to eat during those 6 to 8 weeks?
Hey, maybe Americans will actually lose some weight.
Maybe. In which case, they won't suffer from so much obesity, and maybe the death rate from COVID-19 will go down.
I'm joking, of course. Obviously, people need to have some food at some point.
Then we could always try socialism if people want to lose weight. It's number one.
It's working great in Venezuela.
It is.
People are dropping the pounds right off. All the way down to the bones.
I mean, you got to think about it. Drinking sewer water has to fully flush out any sort of food in your body. It's got to be.
Yeah, that'll flush out any kind of health in your body, too.
So let's go to the phones. We got Penguin calling from Virginia. Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to call about the news. I don't know. I think it's breaking news. Lil Wayne, the rapper, got arrested. And what he was
arrested for was felon.
He got arrested again, and he's got arrested for felon with possession of a firearm and ammunition.
Oh, shoot.
Some charges. Yeah, and so the thing was, he was on a private plane. Mm-hmm. He had a gold-plated handgun in his personal luggage, and he was...
He had a gold-plated handgun? Really?
Of course he did.
That's pretty sweet.
And they searched it. They searched
That's pretty trashy, man.
Yeah, and now he's getting fed charges. So
he was on a private plane, so he thought that he wouldn't be searched? Because from what I understand, if you're on a private plane, a lot of times you don't get searched.
Yeah, they had a tip. They had a tip.
Feds
had a tip, boarded the plane.
Some snitch ratted out Lil Wayne. Now, I don't know anything about this guy. Can you tell me a song that he did that I might know?
Oh, a ton. Well, you know, the phrase bling bling back when he was like 15, he did that chorus. He's the guy that first said bling bling on national television.
Huh. Yeah, I have no idea.
I know what the phrase means, but that's not really a song.
No, it was a song.
Okay, bling bling. Well, I don't know the song then.
But he's done a bunch since then, intervening 20 years. But,
thanks, Penguin, for the call. In other rapper-related news, Kanye West is threatening to leave the United States over the election results.
He's mad he didn't win, huh?
Yeah, and apparently he's really upset with his wife, Kim Kardashian, because she didn't support his presidential nomination. The dude got like 40,000 votes throughout the United States. He spent $12 million on this nonsense.
Wow.
Look, he seriously thought he was going to win. He seriously thought that doing this write-in thing, spending this money, was going to cause him to overcome the machinery of the state and somehow become president. 40,000 votes, though. 10,000 of them coming from the state of Tennessee. He was very popular there. But he didn't get the results he wanted, so now he wants to take his ball and go away. And Kanye, more power to you. Please go away. More on Sweden, more on the coronavirus. Evidently, Sweden is reversing courses. This is the new normal, they said. Get used to it. Don't go to the gym. Don't go to the library. 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive, and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Green Meadow Way. It is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a five-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.